A new study released yesterday by the U.S. Geological Survey suggests polar bears are in the midst of a generations-long migration to areas that still have year-round sea ice. APRN's Josh Edge reports.
Lily Peacock is a research wildlife biologist for USGS and the lead author of the study. She says, historically, polar bears are highly nomadic and move unpredictably. But over the last few generations, the bears' movement patterns have been changing.
Instead of sort of random movements of bears across the Arctic that we found in sort of the more ancient historical picture, we found a directional movement towards the Canadian archipelago.
The Canadian archipelago is home to one of four clusters of genetically similar polar bear populations. During the study, Peacock's team analyzed nearly 3,000 genetic samples of bears ranging from Alaska's North Slope to the Russian Arctic to Canada's Hudson Bay, dating as far back as 1972 and as recently as 2011. Peacock says this suggests polar bears are subtly shifting north.
Our hypothesis is that they're doing so because of changes in their habitat, especially because it's been hypothesized and modeled that that's where ice is going to be persistent. And it's likely that the ice might become better habitat in the Canadian archipelago. It's considered poorer habitat right now, but the multi-year ice there might become annual ice and become more productive.
Peacock says this shift isn't a product of bears marching en masse from northern Russia all the way to northern Canada. It's more of a genetic migration made over the course of several generations.
That means an individual home range shifting northward, that animal mating with another animal that might be at a southern part of her range, but then that offspring might go to the northern part of her grandmother's range and, you know, mate with someone else. So sort of this, like, shift of genes northward.
But, according to Peacock, declining sea ice could put a damper on the process and potentially threaten worldwide populations by cutting off the bear's migration routes.
And what can happen when populations of animals become isolated is that they're more easy to, they can blink out if something happens. You know, if they have a bad winter or a bad spring, then, and that stresses the population and it gets smaller and smaller, but the migration corridor has been cut off and you can't repopulate.
Though scientific modeling can't predict exactly what the future holds for polar bears, Peacock says the results of the study say the Canadian archipelago may become a very important habitat for polar bears over the next several generations. In Anchorage, I'm Josh Edge.